As the United States battles with its own leaks of domestic information, it appears that its influence is stopping the flow of information from overseas. The Luxembourg-based company Intelsat reports it's stopping services to Iranian channels like Press TV in accordance with U.S. sanctions. Advocates for freedom of speech say this sets a dangerous precedent.
Just to say, you know, why should CNN, why should BBC have access to international satellite systems and other countries not? So I think it's a question of, you know, there's a danger of a global propaganda system being perpetrated by the G8 countries, by the global north.
European and Western governments have targeted Press TV and other Iranian channels in recent years, but the intensity picked up in 2012 under harsh criticism. Press TV has already been taken off the air in Spain, Germany, France, and Britain. This as the U.S. tries to control revelations that the government has been spying on its own people through phone calls.
Not to say that this is free, not to say that this is a human right. Companies have to pay and so on. But I hope that places like Intelsat, which serve as sort of international satellite agencies, will not make their decisions based on politics, will instead make some of their decisions in a way to sort of ensure that different points of view are represented around the world.
Intelsat's decision has some experts expressing concern over who controls global media. As U.S. lawmakers warn about violations against freedoms of speech by the Obama administration after recent revelations, members of the foreign press are heralding their own caveats. The systematic dismantling of news dissemination of foreign media, including Press TV, has some advocates worried about its future implications. Other policy analysts say that there will be a breaking point over how much citizens will tolerate from government suppression. EU Foreign Policy Chief spokesman Michael Mann has said that U.S. sanctions do not apply to media.
Here, international politics becomes not just a game of competition, but also a more sophisticated, philosophical search for what is good in life.
News of Intelsat's decision has been mentioned very little in Western media outlets. The war against certain foreign news media stations is being done quietly, behind the scenes, leaving many uninformed of the media breakdown happening around them and across the globe. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.